Hi, hello, buongiorno, greetings, salutations, and whatever else. My name is Milky, and I'm here to talk about more things you've asked me to think about. So, another question I got, the first day I had opened up the gates, as you could say, to answer questions, I got a question from K-Tail over on Ink Bunny. He asks me, why do you think the furry community has such a wide variety of people in it, with varying philosophies, beliefs, and interests? More so than any other fandom, you seem to come across more diversity in furries. What makes it more accepting than another fandom? Well, let's see. I'm going to start by saying that the internet is a big contender as to why the furry fandom is how it is. Now, it can be said that the internet pretty much sets the standard for a lot of things, especially communities like the furry fandom. But this is because we have sites, Furfinity, Ink Funny, Weasel Now, other sites like F-List and whatever. They're open pretty much for anybody to join, and even if some of them may try to shrug off people who are beneath the age of 18, lying over the internet is exceptionally easy and they get in anyway. So everybody can join these things. And almost the entire internet, anyone who has spent enough time in their mother's basement, forgive the analogy, would know that the furry fandom exists. You can see it getting poked fun at a lot on things like Reddit or 4chan, and it's very accessible and it's very public. So this is a big reason as to why I believe the community has so many different people in it, because anybody can join. And to be anonymous over the internet lets you say things to other people without fear of consequence. And I mean, that's one of the biggest gripes about message boards or anything on the internet, is that anybody can come along and say the most rude and offensive things and not give one single iota of a fuck to the way anybody else is going to feel about it. On the flip side, though, and this is a lot more subtle, I believe that being on the internet, you can just as easily open yourself up to ideas, opinions, or anything like that that you would normally be uncomfortable to explore or talk about, because nobody is going to see your face. Nobody really knows who you are. You are free to listen or not listen, or look up or not look up, whatever you want. So when you post something that's your opinion and you get an opinion that's different from yours back, it depends on the person how well the opinion is shot back to you and how well you're going to take it. But it's there, and you are able to perhaps more easily say, well, you know what, there's some merit in what you think and what you stand for, though I may disagree with it in some respects. I can just as easily say, well, that's good, that's an interesting way of thinking about it, and just let you go on with your day and then go on with my day. And I don't know if that's so much acceptance as I believe a comedian, I don't remember which, said that the one thing that makes them the most mad isn't that it's acceptance, it's sort of like tolerance. That we allow people to think what they want to think, and we say, well, that's nice, go ahead and think what you want, you're still wrong. So, I mean, there's a lot of that, but there may be a sense of camaraderie, too, between the people in the fandom, because we're all probably very similar. There's a whole bunch of people who are like me, they enjoy the art of the furry fandom. They kind of delve into the pervertedness of the fandom, and they probably don't have a whole bunch of money to pay for commissions, and everyone's kind of in these same little boats, and some people develop a sort of relationship, even if it is over the internet, with the people around them, so they don't really want to rock these boats and seem overly unpleasant either. But it's not perfect. Like any melting pot in reality or over the internet, like, there are gonna be people who are going to try and mess things up for everybody just because they're disgruntled or they're in a bad mood or something is just really eating them, and they just kind of let it go and just shit all over everybody. But I guess, suppose, as a community, we can try to talk to these people, or we can refuse to allow such people to bring us down. It's, every community is kind of the same. Every fandom has a similar way of thinking, but other fandoms, you think comic books, you think Star Trek, Star Wars, those are very specific things, very specific universes, very specific topics, where furry is something that is a more general and more applied thing. You can have, like, a furry Star Trek parody. You're allowed to do that. Furry isn't about a specific topic. It isn't set in stone. It is a much looser thing that we can mold ourselves. So it makes it easier for us to accept the people around us, because it's harder to say somebody's wrong when there isn't rules written out anywhere that people have to abide by. So that's what I think about that. And it was an interesting question, I suppose. And it was probably less interesting hearing me blather about it. Somebody's just come in the front door now, so I'm going to let you go. And I hope to answer another one of these pretty soon.